All righty, our theme there wrapping up our Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavi means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 267 in that continuing series. 11 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, and we have 17 and sunshine here in central Minnesota. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, We Are Chasm. Yes, 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, sunshine, and 267th program here of Musicians Come and Play. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line now and bring her in and say good morning to Miss Barb Eichmeyer-Merton. How are you, Barb?
I'm good. How are you, Sy?
I am doing fine. And we caught you at work today, huh?
Yep, I'm on a lunch break.
All right. And so, in other words, you haven't made your entire living on music, then. You do something besides music for an occupation.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm a nurse, so.
You are a nurse. Okay.
Yep.
And you can give credit to where you work. That's fine.
I work at the St. Cloud VA.
Okay, awesome. That's wonderful. Well, Barb, for folks that don't know, we are cousins.
Yeah.
Your mom and my dad are brother and sister, so it makes us first cousins. And we go way back, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Big family.
Yes, the Eichmeyers and the Funensteins, great relationship there over the years. And so bring the folks up to speed a little bit. Tell them about who you are, who your parents are, where you're born and raised. Give them a little history.
Okay. Well, I was born in St. Cloud, more kind of in St. Joe Township. My mom and dad are Ken and Linda Eichmeyer. And like you said, my mom was a Funenstein growing up in St. Joe. And do you want me to talk about like how I started in music?
Well, that's where we're going to get to, yep. Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to high school at St. Cloud Tech.
Okay, very good. And did you take music in school, Barb?
I did, yep. I was in high school band.
Awesome. What instruments did you play?
I played the clarinet in the band.
Clarinet, okay.
Yep.
And I think you were probably part of that all-city marching band. They had a pretty good run over the years.
I was in the St. Cloud all-city marching band, except I didn't play clarinet. I was in the drum line.
In the drum line there, okay.
Yep, and I played the bells, which kind of ties into the piano.
Okay.
History, so.
And so that's where you moved into then, huh? Into music, you started playing keyboard?
Yep. Okay. I played piano at a very young age already, by ear.
Okay, wonderful. All right. And so last we've seen of you, you're with the BLT band, Bill Lummel Trio, back in the days, now called BLT. And how'd you get started there with the band?
Well, you know, back about 20 years ago, I started singing karaoke a lot, just all over with friends and stuff, and did a bunch of karaoke contests and had fun with it. And so that's kind of how I got started with the BLT band. They were looking for a female singer. And that was back in about 2001.
So. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So you've been at it for a few years then.
Yeah, it went by really quickly.
Oh, I can believe that. Now, have you worked in with other bands too as well, or has it been only BLT?
I've pretty much only played with BLT. I did a couple years ago start singing some duos on the side with Jim Anderson. He used to play with Diamondback.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm fun with that, too.
Awesome, awesome. And now folks might also recognize you from all events like weddings, maybe funerals and things. You've done some of that type of work as well, too, huh?
Right. I used to sing a lot of wedding ceremonies.
All right. And that's got to be fun, too, huh?
It is, yeah. It's really fun to be a part of that. I enjoy that.
You know, remembering back when, was it just a little scary the first time you started singing, or you've just always been confident and always loved to sing, huh?
You know, I think it is. It's always scary when you have an audience in front of you. My very first gig, actually, with the band was the Minnesota State Fair.
Wow.
So that was kind of nerve-wracking because you have such a huge crowd, you know. But it went really well.
Well, yeah. And looking back, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Who were the members of the band back when you started, Barb? You remember?
Back when I started, it was Les and Larry Yerengarten. I know you remember them, the twins. Les was on the drums. Larry played bass guitar. And then we had Steve Sakala on lead guitar.
Okay.
And then, of course, Bill Lummel still singing in the band today. And as the lead, or he's the rhythm guitar player and lead singer.
Sure. And then through the years, you've progressed. You've had a lot of other great musicians come and go, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Lots of little changes here and there. But today in the band, we have my brother, Gary Eichmeier. He's the drummer. And we have Sean Toole. I'm sure you've heard of him. He plays lead guitar. And then we have Tom Metry on the bass guitar.
Awesome.
And then I play keyboards in the band, plus sing lead vocal.
All right. And you guys do quite a wide variety of music. How do you bill yourself? Are you a country variety band, or what? How do you term yourself?
We kind of always just say like a country classic rock band.
Okay.
And you know, we don't play off a set list, which is really nice because then, regardless of where we're at, regardless of the age in the crowd, or if it's a wedding, or you know, we can play different genres of music to appeal to what crowd we're playing for, which has really been nice over the years.
Absolutely, you bet. And we've had the opportunity to see you guys a number of times over the years, and just always entertaining. You guys do a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
All right. Now, been busy. What has the fall looked like? You guys been all over the place, or?
Oh yeah, we always stay really busy. You know, like weddings. Weddings kind of go all year long. More prominent in the summer and stuff, but in the fall we do a lot of different private parties, like booyah parties and barn dances, just different fun things like that. We play at a couple of casinos in the last couple of years.
Okay.
Northern Lights up in Walker.
Mm-hmm.
We also play at Dakota Sioux, which is in Watertown, South Dakota.
Sure.
So always staying busy, playing at the 400 Club, Hideaway, just to name a few.
Sure. And for a time, the 400 Club was kind of like your home away from home, wasn't it? Designated
it
place?
It was, yeah.
Bill was part owner of it or something back then?
Yep. He owned the 400 Club for many years.
Okay. So that was kind of nice. I mean, you'd do what, two-day weekends and things over there?
Right. Then we could stay set up. It was really nice.
You bet.
They did a lot of Christmas parties and stuff, too, throughout the winter. You know, that was always nice to have that. Your stuff, your equipment was in nice and warm when you got there, you know. So otherwise, you have to let it warm up, and as you know, that's hard on the equipment too.
It is.
It's out in that cold.
Oh, for sure. So this time of the year is really tests all, especially the electronics, going from very cold to very warm. And that usually creates moisture, and electricity and moisture just don't get along.
Then you get the other spectrum of it in the summer when it's humid out and you play the outdoor street dances, because we do a lot of them, too.
So. Oh, yes.
Yeah, and the guitars fall out of tune. And
Yep. So how far and wide do you guys usually go?
We usually, besides like the casinos and stuff like that, we usually stay within about an hour to an hour and a half radius. We try to stay more, you know, local and everything, but we do go as far as about an hour to an hour and a half at times.
Okay. Very good.
Lots of long road trips.
You bet. So when you're singing, Barb, who are some of the artists? I mean, I know you do an awesome job on Patsy Cline numbers, but who are some of the artists that you looked up to over the years growing up?
You know, Patsy Cline is definitely my idol. I've always just admired her voice. She's got such a robust and just an amazing, deep, and her voice has such quality in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've really always liked her. Growing up, I think, you know, just being a child of the 80s and everything, there were so many wonderful musicians to listen to all the time. Like, I loved Whitney Houston growing up. She's got a very powerful voice. When I started singing in the band, Reba McEntire music and like Shania Twain, Faith Hill, Lori Morgan, some of those artists were really big in the country scene at that time. So I did sing a lot of their music, and still to this day, we do play a lot of that music as well, you know.
Besides
some of the newer country, like when Gretchen Wilson kind of came into the scene, I did a lot of her music and just tried to pattern my voice after people that I could sing along with really easily, you know, with my deeper voice and stuff. And so, yeah.
So tell us how you do it. I mean, when a new song comes out or you want to start singing a song that you've heard, do you get the CD or the music and sing along with it and try to catch the phrasing and so on? Or how do you learn them?
Right. Well, we usually will, you know, buy the CD and or nowadays you just download it. Years ago, I used to always just buy the CD and then you would have to, you know, write. I think the best way to learn it for me is if I write down the lyrics as I'm singing it or as they're singing it on the CD, and then just learn it from there, and then the guys plug in their chords, and then we get together and have a practice, and that's just kind of how that works. Awesome. Sometimes you throw them out within a day, you know, and you're up there singing them.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of times listening to the country stations, you hear the songs over and over again. Pretty soon, even before you attempt to learn it, you probably know the words or start to know the song by heart, just knowing how it goes, huh?
Right, yeah. Lots of listening to it over and over just to get that repetition in your head, you know.
Absolutely. So. Well, Barb, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a minute. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so we want to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and close out the conversation.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. December 1st is coming this weekend, which means the holiday season is underway with all of the parties, get-togethers, activities, and events that come with this time of the year. The St. Joe Meat Market is here for you with all sorts of food and meat ideas to center your gathering around. There is bulk Christmas candy, one of the largest selections found in central Minnesota, all packaged to grab and go. From the ever-popular meat and cheese trays to a roaster full of one of our award-winning sausages, try some of our homemade deli sliced roast beef, which comes with the au jus. Our sliced off-the-bone ham is great on a tray, in a sandwich, or it can be warmed as the main course. We've already made several batches of our famous and traditional holiday sausage by request of the Thanksgiving travelers who were here for Thanksgiving and won't be returning before the Christmas holiday. For the more formal events, one of our already seasoned prime rib roasts. The possibilities are endless when you stop in or call the St. Joe Meat Market on behalf of your activity. As always, for prices or more information, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. A wish to you and yours for a safe and fun-filled holiday season from Harvey and Carol and the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Barb, for being our guest on the program, and I'm sure you've heard how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we get that over to you and hope that you and your husband Steve and all of those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Well, thank you so much. That's wonderful.
You bet. And you've had the chance to visit the St. Joe Meat Market once or twice in your lifetime, huh?
Oh, yes. From little on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know your family has been regulars there for a number of years at the meat market. And, And deer hunting, just wrapping up, I know you're not a deer hunter, but your family sure is a big deer hunting family, huh?
Yep, they go out every year.
You bet. And you've been
treated. And of course, my husband hunts all the time. So.
Exactly. So you get treated to some great venison entrees as well, huh?
Absolutely.
There you go. Well, very good. Well, we don't want to hold you up, Barb. We know you're on your break, so we just want to find out a few more things. One of your most favorite songs to sing, what would come to mind first if you were to say it?
Oh, man, there's so many wonderful songs. I really like my Patsy Cline numbers because I have a love for the classic country. But I really like the song "I Feel Lucky."
Mary Chapin Carpenter,
huh? By Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, good. Do you play like keyboard and sing by ear? I mean, have you memorized the songs that well that you play that way, or do you read music, Barb?
You know what? I started out playing piano by ear from little on, and that's just kind of been my thing. I do read sheet music. I took piano lessons for many years.
Oh, you did?
Growing up. And so I do read sheet music. I prefer to listen to a song and then play it by ear, though. That's just how I learn music for the majority of my life. I'm a lot like my dad. He does that, too. He played concertina growing up, and he plays by ear as well.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because you come from a rich line of musicians there. I mean, not only on the Funnestein side, but the Eichmeyers are probably as dominant, if not more, huh? You can mention your dad, your uncle, your aunt. There's quite a few, huh?
Yes, there's a lot of musicians and on both sides of the family, like you said. But like on the Eichmeyer side with my dad playing the concertina, my uncle Ron Eichmeyer went with the Wildwoods band. Uh-huh. And of course, Paul Funnestein played with Ron for many years as well in the Wildwoods band. My aunt Vi also plays keyboards, and those three, my dad and Vi and Ron, still get together and they'll play for nursing homes and stuff. So
I know one of the highlights of your year is usually the Eichmeyer week of vacation up is it up by Winnebagoche, I believe you guys go to?
Yeah, Lake Winnie, yeah.
Uh-huh. And usually there's a band night, one night out of the week, huh?
Yep, absolutely. Tuesday night is band night, and Ron gets out the guitar, and everybody just kind of joins in. It's really fun. I know Paul has come up there before and played horn, and my dad gets the concertina out, and yeah, we kept them up quite late several years in a row, 4 in the morning, and they're still playing in there as long as we're singing and having fun, so...
And your grandparents, your dad's parents, Norb and Veronica Eichmeyer, they must have just been proud of you guys, huh?
Oh, yeah. They liked their music, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't odd to come over to their house and hear chasm blaring right in the entryway of their house, and they would be dancing in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
So that's where we learned how to do a lot of our dancing growing up, and polkas and waltzes.
You bet. So, through the going out years and high school years and so on, you attended a lot of dances, too? Did you go out to polka dances or go to the country dances, or what did you like to do?
Yeah, I still love going to hear live music when we're not playing and stuff. Lots of concerts and things like that, but I remember back when the Delwyn was open. That was a really great place to go hear good music, and with that large dance floor, you know, that's just something that I miss, you know, seeing around here. You hear a lot of the ballrooms and places like that that are closing, and it is kind of sad.
You bet. Absolutely. As you look back over your music career, which places, you mentioned the Delwyn, are there other ballrooms and things that have been outstanding in your mind, or where have you all been?
Oh, I'm trying to think of the names of some of them over the years. I know a lot of them, you know, don't have dances anymore, but, mm-hmm. I'm just drawing a blank as far as some of the ballrooms that we've played at besides the Delwyn.
Okay.
We have played several times there. Uh-huh. I know when the BLT band was just a trio, I believe they played there a lot as well.
Sure.
I'm just drawing a blank. I'm sorry.
Okay. Maybe
some of the names.
Playland Ballroom, Kimball, get down into the Twin Cities.
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
We have played at the Playland several times for weddings and private parties.
Okay. Yeah. Now called the Generations Ballroom over in Kimball.
Generations, yeah.
Did you ever get to play at, like, Dino's? Was that still going in Avon or any of, Pelican Lake or any of those ballrooms? Or were they all gone already by the time you guys got going?
No, we've done weddings at both of them, I believe. Pretty sure. I'm trying to remember if Dino's was under a different name at the time, but I know we for sure played out in St. Anna at a couple of those ballrooms. Is it the St. Anna Ballroom? Is that what it's
Pelican,
called now? Or is
Pelican
it Playland?
Lake.
Or, or not Playland, but...
Pelican Lake.
Pelican Lake,
Pelican Lake Ballroom, you bet.
Lots of weddings out there.
And you had mentioned the State Fair. That was a big one for you guys for a number of years, too, huh?
Absolutely, yep. That was a fun gig. It was on the Minnesota State Fair, the DNR stage. I don't know if you're aware of where that is located.
Yeah.
But the BLT band played there every year up until just a couple years ago, or maybe even last year yet. So lots of years on that stage. It's a fun gig. It's
a
hot day usually, but it's a fun gig.
There you go. Well, time is running short. The last question I've got for you, Barb, and I usually ask every guest this. If you look back over your career now, is there a memory that stands out, good, bad, or otherwise, that you might share with the listeners?
Well, there's lots of good memories, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
You meet so many people and friends and family on, you know, just being in a band like that. And over the years, they hire you back for their son's wedding, their daughter's weddings, and anniversaries. And so I've always enjoyed the weddings. I'd say that's my favorite gig to play for is weddings, just being a part of their special day and, you know, with all the memories and that, and seeing, being able to play for family weddings so that I'm able to go to their receptions as well if we're playing that night, you know, so that's always nice. But yeah, I can think of some weather-related gigs that always hold a memory in your mind. And one that I was thinking of was we were playing in South Haven at a bar there, and the bar is no longer around, but there was a tornado coming in. And we had just started the night. I think we were maybe one song into it. And the bar owner came and said, "Everybody to the basement." And he said there was a tornado coming right for us. And so, of course, I was, like, panicking, and everybody went down to the basement. There was probably a good, you know, 30 of us that had been in that area. And there was water coming in downstairs even. So it was probably up to almost your knees.
Wow.
So we were all standing on the staircase going down to the basement, but then a lot of people were standing on pallets because they had kind of a storage room down there.
Sure.
So, and of course, Kenny Hooks was our bass player at the time, and he kept us all laughing. Everybody was a little scared. You know, you don't know what to expect. I was waiting for the floor to fall through, and he's telling jokes the whole time. There goes a walleye, I remember him saying, because literally the water was coming up pretty high down there. So.
Wow. And as it turned out, no, the tornado did not hit?
It did not hit, thank
awesome.
God.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. We've had so many weather-related things at all our street dances. You know, it is what it is. You have to. You play rain or shine is really what it comes down to, but there's been occasions where you have to take a break for a half hour and let the rain pass through. And I remember at the State Fair, another weather-related memory, we were playing mountain music, and we were done with the song right at the end with the drum hits, and it was just like God wanted to end that song for us. Huge thunder just crashed, yeah. And it just downpoured on us, and I remember we had about 30 people up on stage holding a huge tarp over all the whole DNR stage.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Lots of weather-related memories.
You bet. Well, thankfully, it all ended well, and you're here
right.
to talk about it today, so that's great.
Right.
Well,
yep.
Well, Barb, our time has run out, so we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I tell each and every guest, you and I here down the road, we'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
That sounds great. Thanks for having me, Si.
You are sure welcome. And with that, we're going to let you get back to work. Have a great day, Barb. I'll talk to you off the air.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
All right. And there she goes, Miss Barb Eichmeyer-Merton, our 267th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 12 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. And don't go away. We've got music coming up by all the different female artists that we talked about with Barb. Thank you. Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Wrapping up right there, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Program number 267 in that continuing series. Yes, Miss Barb Eichmeyer Merton, first cousin to me. And I've had the chance to see Barb entertaining, performing many times. And boy, if you ever have a chance to get out and see BLT, you won't be dissatisfied. They do a wonderful job, and Barb, just a great female vocalist leading the band there. So without further ado, we're going to jump into some of the music that Barb had talked about. I don't have any of the BLT music on hand today, so not able to play any of that. But we're going to pick out several artists that Barb had talked about that she enjoyed doing their music over the years. Starting out with Miss Patsy Cline right now, one called Walking After Midnight.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight. Somewhere a-walking after midnight, searching for me. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying.
The music of Miss Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight. And yes, just some of the songs that you might hear Barb Eichmeyer Merton sing when she's with BLT. Here's another one by Miss Patsy Cline. I really love this one. One called The San Antonio Rose.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. Well, it was there I found beside the Alamo enchantment strange as the blue up above. All that moonlit past that only he would know still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, known only to my heart, call back my rose, rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own broken song. empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. For that moon that passed by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio.
Patsy Cline with one called San Antonio Rose. Here's probably one of her biggest hits of all time. It's one called Crazy.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted. You'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my
Miss Patsy Cline, one of her all-time hits there, Crazy, taking us to 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. And right now, our temperature reading is at 20 degrees here in central Minnesota. As we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Tourco's First Line Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet each and every week at this time. Tourco, of course, with all sorts of tours and trips around this great land of ours. They do the extended tours to such great destinations as New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. And they do the big trips to around the state of Minnesota, our great state, and they also do the casino tours in and about our area. Such great venues as the Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, Northern Lights in Walker, and yes, the list goes on and on. Now, to get on board the bus, make a reservation to receive a brochure, or to be on their mailing list, give Dave and the gang at Turco a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-868-7261. 1-800-868-7261. And, of course, they've got their big holiday party, and that is happening this week on Wednesday. And that is where they travel to Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, the St. Croix Casino. Excuse me, the price is just $39 per person. And, yeah, you're going to receive round-trip motor coach transportation, entertainment with Jerry and Joyce traveling with on this tour. You're going to receive thank-you gifts from Turco, lunch served at the event center. Again, the cost just $39 per person. Departure time, 8 o'clock a.m. from Shopko West in St. Cloud. So once again, to get on board the bus, give Turco a call. Their phone number, toll-free, 1-800-868-7261. Dave and the gang at Turco, they'd love to take this opportunity to thank you and hope that your holiday season goes well. Turco, they probably bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. All righty, back to the music. Right now we're going to switch artists. We're going to move over to music by Miss Tammy Wynette, another one of the artists that Barb Eichmeyer-Merton likes to sing. She enjoys the music very much of Tammy Wynette. We're going to start out with one that Barb mentioned, one called Stand By Your Man, Miss Tammy Wynette.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Give him all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. Just a man. Stand by your man. Give him 2 arms to cling to, and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely.
Tammy Wynette with one called Stand By Your Man, one of the songs that you might hear Barb sing when you go out and see the band BLT. Music continues right now with Tammy Wynette and another one that Tammy did so well. One called Apartment Number 9.
Just follow the stairway to this lonely world of mine. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Not so very long ago, you walked away from me, and after all the plans we made, you decided to be free. Loneliness surrounds me without you. Apartment number 9. Keep waiting in this lonely room, just in case you change your mind. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Loneliness surrounds me without your arms around me, and the sun will never shine in apartment number 9. No, the sun will never shine in apartment number 9.
Tammy Wynette with One Called Apartment Number 9. One more on the way with Tammy Wynette. It's one called Till I Get It Right.
I'll just keep on falling in love till I get it right. Right now I'm like a wounded bird, hungry for the skies. But if I try my wings and try long enough, I'm bound to learn to fly. So I'll just keep on falling in love till I get it right. My door to love has opened out more times than in, and I'm either through or wise enough to open it again. 'Cause I'll never know what's beyond the mountain till I reach the other side. I'll just keep on falling in love till I get it right. If practice makes perfect, then I'm never as perfect as I'll ever be in my life. So I'll just keep on falling in love till I get it right.
Tammy Wynette, Till I Get It Right, here on KASM. 25 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. 20 degrees our temperature here in Albany. Moving to another artist, this one, Tanya Tucker. Great female vocalist, and does a couple of great tunes here. One called this one called The San Antonio Stroll.
When I was a child down in South Carolina, soon the Saturday sun went on down. My folks and sister would go and leave me home all alone, going to that big square dance in town. Well, my old radio would play that old Opry show, so I never got lonesome or blue. I'd fall asleep in my chair and dream that I was right there, just to sing in the whole night. Folks would come home, they'd be humming a song. Mom would smile and say, child, don't you know, there ain't a thing in this world to make you fall in love, girl, like the San Antonio Stroll. Day finally come when my mama said, hun, it's about time you came with us as well. Well, I had me a time, yes, I danced all the night till they rang that old crack midnight bell. Then the lights went down low, the fiddler picked up his bow, and he played something stately and slow. And my sister Eileen and her husband, they held hands and began twos to roll. I've been away for a while, but it still brings a smile when I think of the way that it goes. Now I'll sing it to you just so we both can do that old San Antonio stroll.
Tanya Tucker, The San Antonio Stroll. One more on the way with Tanya Tucker, and this one's called Don't Believe My Heart Can Stand Another You.
Don't believe my heart can stand another you. I need someone who'll be gentle, kind, and true. So go your way, I'm heading up. The game you play is just too rough. I don't believe my heart can stand another you. Of all the people in the world, to be standing at the door telling me she left me, you know, the one I left. So I sat down and thought, Don't believe my heart can stand another you. I don't believe my heart can stand another you. I need someone who'll be gentle, kind and true. So go your way, I've had enough. A game you play is just too rough. I don't believe my heart can stand another you. Another you. When I need someone who'll be gentle, kind and true. So go your way, I've had enough. The game you play is too damn rough. I don't believe my heart can stand another you. I don't believe my heart can stand another you. No. Well, I need someone who
Tanya Tucker with I Don't Believe My Heart Can Stand Another You here on KASM as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock of Little Falls doing a wonderful job. Would love for you to join their traveling family and help them make miles and smiles for years to come. And, yes, I just got a new brochure in the mail from Laverne. So I'm just pulling that up. Of course, looking at the old brochure, just a couple of trips on the schedule yet for 2018 because the year is just about up. So, yeah, they're going to be leaving tomorrow for Our Lady of the Snows Pilgrimage Tour with Father Greg Masty. That's going to be a good one. Just $5.79 per person gets you on board the bus. Probably a good chance that the bus is full. But then again, with Laverne, she seems to find a way. So if there is a cancellation, you might just check and see if you want to get along on this trip. And it's a good one. And, yeah, she can pull some strings and get you on. You won't be riding on the top carriers. No, she'll get you a seat. You bet. And then the other trip leaving this week, the 27th, is a big one. Gatlinburg, Smoky Mountains, Pigeon Forge, and Nashville. So those are two of the trips that are left for 2018. The brand new brochure says upcoming dates to save. And, of course, they have got the Ireland presentation coming up on December 5th. So they're going to be and that's going to be at the Country Inn Suites in St. Cloud. And so if you want to find out all about their big international trip to Ireland, and that's coming your way. Let me see if I can find it on the itinerary here. Yeah, Best of Ireland is going to be in March. So, yeah, you'll find out all about it. So, again, that's the Ireland presentation, and that's going to be 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, December 5th at Country Inn Suites over in St. Cloud on the east side of St. Cloud. Then they're going to also, Laverne and the Starlights are going to have a polka dance. That's going to be coming up in March, 1 o'clock, 1 to 5 at the Falls Ballroom in Little Falls. And $8 admission, bring your perks card, and you receive two punches. Everyone is welcome. And then they're going to be celebrating 35 years of Laverne's Travel, the big anniversary celebration, and that's going to be next fall, Sunday, September 8th at 1 o'clock. And there's going to be music, food, dancing, $3,500 in travel certificates to be given away. So mark your calendars for that. September 8th of next year, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Big 35th year Laverne's Travel Anniversary Celebration. And, of course, they've got a full line of tours already scheduled for next year, and we'll talk about that more as the weeks go by. Now, to get on board the bus, make a reservation, be on their mailing list, receive a brochure, give Laverne and Kim a call. Their phone number, 1-800-840-9211. And you can also visit them on the web. They keep a very nice web page, www.lavernestravel.com. Laverne and Kim, yes, they'd love to have you give them a call right now. So make that call. Again, 1-800-840-9211. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Alrighty, another of the artists that Barb had mentioned was Lynn Anderson, was one that she enjoyed and tried to sing her songs and duplicate. So right now, here's one of Lynn's number one hits of all time, one called Rose Garden.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live, or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. Beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know, you better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sun.
Great hit there by Lynn Anderson, one called Rose Garden. Here's another one. Made it to number five on the charts. One called If I Kiss You, Will You Go Away?
My hurt, and it would go away. But now I'm grown, I don't know what to do. I've never known a bigger hurt than you. A kiss can make a heartache vanish too. I don't see why it wouldn't work on you. If I kiss you, will you go away? Like in the game my mother used to play.
Lynn Anderson, a great hit there for her. One called If I Kiss You, Will You Go Away? Here's another one that made it to number two on the charts for Lynn, and it's one called Top of the World.
Feelings coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eye, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Something in the wind telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves of the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Miss Lynn Anderson and one called Top of the World. Yes, some of the great hits that Lynn Anderson had off of her greatest hits CD. And, of course, Lynn also did a Christmas CD and had some success with that as well. Here's one called Ding-a-ling the Christmas Bell.
gather round and I will tell the story of a Christmas bell who used to shine and chime and ring, and why they call him Ding-a-ling. One of the famous jingle bells is what he was, but then he fell and broke his pretty harmony, and he began to ring off key. Now they call him Ding-a-ling because he has a funny ring and doesn't hear his note too well. Ding-a-ling, the Christmas bell. The other bells met secretly, and he heard one say in a real low key, he's sure to ruin our Christmas song, and we don't want him hanging around. He overheard their secret vote and walked away with a lump in his note. The saddest bell you've ever seen, the Christmas bell called Ding-a-ling. They all call him Ding-a-ling because he has a funny ring and doesn't hear his note too well. Ding-a-ling, the Christmas bell. The snow was falling in the square when the children found him there and placed him on the Christmas tree for everyone in town to see. As Christmas Eve came to the town, a blinding snow was coming down, and Ding-a-ling heard someone say, old Santa's sure to lose his way. The thought occurred to Ding-a-ling to ring as loud as he could ring, and when old Santa heard the sound, it guided him into the town. Now the children shout and sing, and everyone loves Ding-a-ling, so everything has turned out well. For Ding-a-ling, the Christmas bell.
Miss Lynn Anderson, and one called Ding-a-ling, the Christmas bell. And boy, she had some huge success with that Christmas album as well. Well, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. It's been a country version today as we had Barb Eichmeyer Merton, our guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And we're going to close things up with going back to Miss Patsy Cline. And of course, Barb really enjoys singing Patsy Cline. Mentioned that in the interview. And if you've ever heard her sing, she does this one just really well. One called I Fall to Pieces.
Hi.
Patsy Cline with one called I Fall to Pieces, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Yes, a country version today, and that due to the fact that we had Barb on Barb Eichmeyer Merton on our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and some of the music that you might hear Barb sing when she's out with the group BLT, and of course, some of the songs and the artists that Barb looked up to over the years growing up. That takes us to 1 o'clock, a minute past the hour, 1 o'clock. And again, 20 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany.